few years to my shows, my podcast, giving me more support, whether it's advertising or marketing or, you know, just following the platforms, man. That means a lot to me, and I want people to know that, you know. So I appreciate the support in all angles. Love to help each and every one of you if I can in any way. But as you know, Raw Mind Sports is always ready to press through the next steps and get better and better at my craft and always. Those are my raw thoughts, and this is what I'm here to do. So I'm here to let you know I'm trying to take it to another level as well. So, and I'm kind of changing up things here in a way that's going to help, you know, for the best of Raw Mind Sports and for me to be the best for you, the followers, the subscribers, the people who want to be on the platform to get themselves out there, the resources, the necessary ones for you. All right, before I begin, let me go ahead and get my drink in, one of my favorites of Prime Energy, strawberry watermelon. It's very good. Hold on a second. Now I'm ready for this. Ladies and gentlemen, any local athletes, local coaches, local trainers, local volunteers who are need attention to what they're doing, their acts of service, like providing for the community, and their story needs to be told. No worries. I got you. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is here to make sure I give all awareness to all the great things that are happening in our area, and that is very, extremely important to us to get out on a bigger platform. My platform is here to deliver to you. It's here to serve each and every one of you local athletes, local trainers, local coaches from high school and below. And if it's also another story that's out there somewhere that's getting some insight on some areas outside of my area, feel free to reach out to me below, rawmindsports.com. Rawmindsports.com is my website. You can send me a message, send me an email, send me your phone number. I get some more information, do my research as well as the research that you give me to make that dream come true. I promise you, with my raw thoughts, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Always raw thoughts with me. With that being said, let's get back to some more episodes while I drink my Prime.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete some without even trying. You want a championship, you gotta grind. When them bright lights shine and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why who got fined. Prime time, got the game statistics. I could say, if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
Another edition of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. And man, I'm about to get this piece off the screen right now. And I have my guy, you know, sometimes it's barbershop talk, and barbershop talk initiates the conversation. Right now we have Monte Atkins. We've been talking for years and years and years. Great brother, good brother to me. And he's been in the barbershop, and every time we get in there, you already know what time it is. It's sports. So Monte, how you doing, champ?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
I'm doing good. And with that being said,
thank you for having me, fam.
No doubt. And with that being said, Essential Collections by Monica Ritz, use the promo code RAWMIND, get 15% discount. Monica Ritz is a doctor who's homegrown all her bath products, from skin conditioner to beard balm to cold balms for kids when they have colds to, you know, bath products, body wash, bar soap, like homegrown in her house to help us gel and melanate. With that being said, shop at www.essentialcollection.square.site. Give us a shout. So, Monte, it's good to be here, Atkins, and like to talk to you and get your raw thoughts on a few topics, man. And the first topic, man, you know, is none other than, who should have won the NBA MVP?
SGA. SGA. Shay, you know, led the league. I mean, not led the league, but averaged 30 points a game, 31 points a game. Led a young team to the number one seed in a hard West. Mm-hmm. You know, the number one seed. So, he should have definitely won it. I mean, there's no knock on the Joker for winning it. You know, not, no knock on him. I mean, he's a phenomenal, exceptional player, but he shouldn't have won it. They were like they were the number two seed, but his statistics actually dropped this year. So with his statistics dropping, why would you give this guy the MVP when you got a young guy, a young bull, who's leading a young team? It's the youngest team in the NBA, and they are number one seed in the West.
Hey, yeah, I agree, man. You know, youngest team, been there, done that. I think, like, earlier today you were talking about, like, Jokic should have won the championship before then. I mean, the MVP last year.
Yeah.
Because the fact that, you know, it went elsewhere. But, you know, this team is a little different, man. SGA was doing good. Shaq really broke it down. People didn't want to hear it. But, you know, Jokic made a little joke. Like, we know he probably didn't think he deserved it or whatever. But, you know, I don't know if it's the fundamentals, you know, the game, the level. How do you feel about Denver right now as we speak?
They good. I mean, they're the defending champions, so you gotta respect that. But they're beatable. They're gettable this year. And you know, this is the thing with Joker. Even with him winning the MVP, they got blown out the first two games pretty much by the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you know, they've done good to come back and fight back the title, even the series. But that was pretty much based on how well Aaron Gordon did.
Right.
So even though you had a guy that's the MVP, but you still need it. I mean, you need pieces, but Joker pretty much had been giving you the same thing those first four games. It was Gordon who had to step up. It was that bench who had to step up. If that bench doesn't step up, they in a 3-1 hole.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And it's crazy because now that the series is tied, who would ever thought it would have been butt backwards, you know, raw thoughts. Denver losing at home twice, then they go to Minnesota and win. Now, it's going to be tough, man. Even though I love Anthony, I feel like he's next up or now. He is, like, definitely now it's hard to guard him. You know, like, he is like Jordan times 100 because he can shoot the jump shot consistently. It's hard to guard him. He doesn't have a bag of moves. But it's just hard to guard him because, like, you can know what he's doing, but he's just that athletically gifted to where he can shoot over, go over the top, explosive stuff like that. He ain't got the bag of tricks like Kyrie Irving. Like, Kyrie Irving, by far,
he doesn't have to because of the body, his physique. He's strong, he's powerful. He doesn't have to. Because at the end of the day, the main goal is to get the ball in the basket. And when he goes downhill, who's going to get in front of him? Who's going to stop him?
Right.
So, quickest way from point A to point B is a straight line. So he ain't gotta have a bag of tricks. He don't have to have a bag of tricks. You know.
And he definitely does it, man. He's really good at what he does, man. I feel the same way, man. Like, he's just a handful, but now he has to prove how much of a handful he is now. The because you got to go back to Denver. It's going to be different. That team, I don't think Denver's going to lose any more home games this series. That's just me. But anything is possible.
Yeah, anything is possible. It is. I mean, his veterans need to step up. I don't know what's going on. With Rudy Gobert, Cat, they played terrible last night. I didn't see a defensive player of the year, like three times, four times. I didn't see a three-time defensive player of the year on that court, you know, last night.
Right.
Carl Anthony Towns, he got to do better, you know. He's streaky. To be honest, you know, a lot of people give Anthony Davis a lot of criticism for being streaky, but Carl Anthony Towns is the same thing. A streaky player. Any given time, he could be the best player in the league. But he's too streaky. He's too inconsistent.
And with that being said, you know, on that end, we're going to get back to more basketball titles. But look, Raw Mind Sports right now is covering a lot of local athletes. Although I'm going to have my main man, Monte, hopefully on once a month to discuss. You know, I got to keep some pepper in the mix because, you know, we got to talk about pro sports, whatever. I know betting apps, stuff like that. I get it. But my main key is, like, handling local athletes, local sports. So with that being said, I had a previous interview recently with Ramsey Bryant and Mackenzie Moore, available now on YouTube. And check out a snippet from this right now.
Okay.
And then like 2 weeks later, when I got an MRI, I got the results back. They said that I probably wouldn't come back, especially this season, maybe later on. So then at that moment, I knew that like my dreams were crushed of playing my senior year and then no college ball. And I actually persevered and I played my whole senior season, was able to catch. And now I'm committed to North Carolina Wesleyan University.
Man, so. And that was a snippet right now available on all my platforms, YouTube and all, man. Mackenzie Moore and Ramsey Bryant, who plays softball for Southwest Edgecombe. So, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Okay. I said, okay, go Cougars. Go Cougars. You know, I'm a Northern Nash Knight, you know, but of course, Knight always, class of 2004. But I, you know, I respect it, man. It's the kids, man. It's always good to see them, you know, chasing their goals and fulfilling their dreams, you know.
And I'm glad you said that. So with that being said, man, one of the baseball players, actually, we have here down here on the ticker. Shout out to Nikki Mears. Nikki Mears, of your trusted realtor at KW Points east of Keller Williams. That's out of Greenville. But she's here to serve you all in Eastern North Carolina, whatever property, whatever sale you're trying to do, if you're trying to purchase a home or maybe trying to sell a home. She's going to be there at your service to help you through the whole process. Her number is 252-567-0154 or Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Mears, at kw.com. Use the promo code RawMind, and let her know she may have a special deal for you if you use the RawMind code. So with that being said, we've seen this before. And when I say we've seen this before, we always seen this before. Tom Thibodeau running the Knicks in the ground. And how do you feel about this? Because I think we've seen this saga with other teams before.
I mean, they NBA players. They get, you know, get paid millions of dollars, you know, to play a game that a lot of people play for fun all across the world. They are human. You know, but at the end of the day, I feel like if the players aren't complaining, who are we to talk about, you know, how much he's running them? Because Josh Hart isn't complaining about running. Jalen Brunson isn't complaining about running. And Anobi, none of those guys. And actually, all of those guys, they really appreciate him. They like him. But at the end of the day, you know, the goal is to win. And if you got to keep your best players out there on the floor to win, because as soon as you take them off the floor, you see that the decline, as soon as you start pulling those guys out, you see the decline, you know. So them guys, they can't sit down. You look at some of our greatest players and our NBA champions, a lot of them guys is averaging 40 plus minutes a game.
Right.
When LeBron, his championship runs, LeBron was averaging 42 minutes per game. So I just feel like if they not complaining, if the players are cool, they know what their bodies are capable of. You know, they know what they can do. And like I said, if they're not complaining, I mean, I have no kind of objection to what he's doing. You know, the man, he's a basketball savant. He's knowledgeable. He's pretty much won everywhere he's been, you know, and they play a certain way. And just because, you know, we haven't seen a championship or the results right now doesn't mean that it can't happen, you know. He has to get a bench. But if he don't have a bench, you know, any team, if you look at if their benches aren't productive, if they don't have any depth, a lot of teams, a lot of players are averaging, starters average high minutes.
Right.
It's across the board.
No, and I agree with it. And the thing with, like, with Tom Thibodeau, like, it's been there before. We get it. I think the Knicks are beat up a lot in some key positions, but a lot of people want to say that they're getting ran into the ground. You know, he's done that with every team he's dealt with. And honestly, let's be truthful. Apparently, he must be doing a good job coaching, because even though he's running, I guess they want to say running guys into the ground, he still always finds himself in a head coaching position at this very moment. And I think he's very good at his job. He's very good at coaching. It's just that it's a little different, man. You got to work. And that right now, the Knicks are not deep. But the Knicks, what I will say is this. To the media, where I apologize. Because everybody probably right now are taking their words back when they said that when they gave the Knicks gave Brunson all that money, like they were smoking blow. Mm-hmm. But apparently, Jalen Brunson has proved the doubters wrong since he's been there, and he's been worth the money. But go ahead, Monte.
Yeah, he is. Jalen Brunson's the real deal, and that's the thing. The Knicks is a high market team, so they're going to pay their starters a lot of money. So a lot of times, what happens is you see the residual effects of, you know, having a high market teams where all the guys, the starters are getting all the money, and then you don't have a bench. And then if you have starters that get injured, then that's even worse. I mean, they've been hurt. Julius Randle, that's a key piece. Gone.
Right.
You know.
Regardless of what you think about him, he's a key piece to this team. I get what you're saying. Yes. Like he's always been key, but he's definitely, for this championship run, the Knicks had a chance to go to the championship. He will be valuable at this very moment right now.
Yes, so you need that. And Brunson, like you said, they gave him his money, and he's playing up to every dime, you know, of that money. And he deservedly so. You know, he needed that, you know. But this is a guy, it's no surprise because he was NBA talent when he played for Villanova. I mean, the guy won 2 national championships in a 3-year span.
Right.
You know. And was outstanding. Went to Dallas with Luka, was outstanding off the bench. Like, if be honest with you, if he had stayed with Dallas, he probably would have been a strong 6th man of the year candidate.
No question.
And I'm 6 men, pretty much, most of the time, 6 men of the year, they starters somewhere else. Anyway, it just so happens that, you know, sometimes if a team is so stacked, then, you know, you just got to play your role, you know.
Raw thoughts. And I'm going to take this thing off real quick because I'm going to go back into some more NBA stuff in a second. Hold on a second real quick as we bring up Nicki Mears. That was Nicki Mears of Killer Points East. And so I'm going to ask you a quick question right now, man, because we're going to keep this NBA conversation going for a quick second. Okay. Right now, because it came to my mind, because I put the wrong thing up. Playoff MVP thus far. NBA.
The MVP thus far?
Playoffs. Not regular season, just the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has to be Anthony Edwards. That's the MVP right now, Anthony Edwards.
Who will be second? Yeah, both, because I really say Anthony Edwards myself, but
Who would be a second?
Correct.
Second, I would have to go with Brunson. I have to go with Brunson. Brunson so has had three 40-point games in the playoffs.
Woo.
He's not 100%. You know, you see he has the tape on his hand and all that stuff. He out there looking like a Terminator. He out there playing like a Terminator.
Yeah, no doubt. How do you feel so far? Kyrie Irving has been like bag of moves, bag of tricks, whatever you want to call it, man. Like, that's how you feel about Dallas right now in this series that they're going against.
You know what's crazy? Before the playoffs started, I said, you know, Dallas was a team to watch out for. You know, it was one of those sneaky teams. You know, they were just in the right seating, you know, to not, you know, be threatened in the first rounds. And then by the time they got to the later rounds with a lot of basketball being played or whatever, fatigue sets in, I thought that they were one of those ones, they're going to be dangerous. And if they beat, you know, if they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, I think they pretty much had a series wrapped up, and then they'd be on to the Western Conference Finals.
So my next question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think Kyrie's hungry, man. He's hungry. You know, he's playing with a confidence that hadn't seen in a while.
Right.
He's playing like he really enjoys being there and playing, you know, with Luka and uplifting the city of Dallas. And, you know, he's hungry. you know, and he's growing to himself, and he's weathered the storm of, you know, the media publicity and the media scrutiny, and he's doing great. Just need Luka to come through too. But yeah, I think they pretty much, if they win tonight, I think they have, and they should, because I think they're at home. No? Are they back at home tonight? I don't know. But either way, I think they should, if they win tonight, they would probably wrap it up, you know, and then get ready for the Western Conference Finals. And that second round between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Nuggets, that can go seven. That can go seven. And be honest, I think that's probably what's going to happen. Because like you said, as you said earlier, I think Denver, they're not going to lose anymore at home. But I don't think that if Minnesota has to go back home for a game six, I don't see Denver beating Minnesota in a game six.
Not at all.
And it'd just be for, you know, all the chips, game seven.
So for me, I'm going to go to another topic real quick.
Okay.
It's been – Raw Thoughts has been like a thing that's been discussed. It hasn't been discussed as much because it's like we know it's going to happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to break up the LA Clippers? Because I know you were talking about how Dallas was playing. Like, Kawhi's never healthy. Westbrook's coming off the bench, taking multiple roles to be a team player, third role, and I think like third option or fourth option. Then you got the other guys, the young guys. Paul George is still there. Like, this team, really, when you look at it on paper, could probably be in the NBA Finals. But yeah, they're not every year. Every year is something that happens. It's the first round. The past 2 years, they have been one and done on a really good team that's supposed to be prepared for playoffs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the key factor of why they're not, you know, why they're not moving on or moving forward is because Kawhi's is unavailability. He's injured, you know, and only he knows his body, you know, the doctors know him, and he knows his body, he knows how he feel. You know, he's been in the league a long time. The average NBA career is only like 4 to 5 years anyway. And he's been in the league a long time, played a lot of games. I mean, he's tired, you know, of course, you know, playing sports and for so long, and he's getting older. You just don't recover like that. I wouldn't say to break the team up. I would like to keep those guys, but maybe, you know, start the rebuilding phase and bring some young talent in and let those guys like kind of take the reins and have guys like Paul George, because he's not the same no more. Have guys like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
So you say he's not the same. I don't want to cut you off. But this is where we get good at Raw Mind Sports. Teams are still willing to give him that big payday. So when you say he's not the same anymore, and let's say if a team like Indiana wants him, and they may think he is the same, let's dive into that real quick.
You said payday. They teams are willing to get that payday because it's a name. It's a brand. They want to elevate their franchise, especially if it's a small market team. Oh, if I get Paul George here or whatever, that's a name. Think about it. We buy Nike.
Yeah, them in Philadelphia. Correct. This is where it gets good, people.
Why we buy certain brands?
Because it's a name. It ain't no different. It ain't nothing with it. And I'm marketing one of the world better way. Anybody wants some branded marketing service, holler at me. But you say, based on what you're saying right there, we buy it so much. Some people always tell me all the time, Raw Thoughts, why you always wearing your apparel? Same way you wear Polo, same way you wear Nike.
Right.
Brand me, because I'm the one of the brand. Why would I brand them? They already said I'm gonna brand me because I have to be built. You know, Raw Thoughts. Go ahead.
So that's why they, you know, they'll get somebody like a Paul George or them guys, because it's a name, it's a brand.
And I got my brand on there, by the way. I just want to let people know.
That's what's up. All right. I like that.
go ahead.
It's a brand. So that's why they pay, you know, they willing to pay him. And you know, some of them reward body of work, but they're getting older. You know, I would rather them have advisory roles, kind of like Udonis Haslem for the Bulls. You draft some new guys, bring them in, have these guys help develop them.
Miami Heat.
Huh?
Miami Heat, Udonis has them.
Yeah, Miami.
You said Chicago Bulls.
Say who?
Yeah, say it. Chicago Bulls had to get.
I'm sorry. Miami Heat, Udonis has them. I'm sorry. You're right. So, you know, they should probably, you know, they could be serve advisory roles, you know, like Udonis has them does. I think that'd be, you know, good. That'd be phenomenal. Like, not push them out of the league because they have done so much for the league and they still are relevant names, but they're aging and then they're just not producing the same, you know. I tell you what, I think they really missing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because, you know, he was with them his rookie year.
Right.
So they missing him. I think they got rid of some key pieces too, along the way that could have been beneficial to him. Reggie Jackson, I would have never let him go.
Where's Reggie Jackson at now anyway? Where is he at? I forgot.
He in Denver, ain't he?
He is in Denver.
He's in Denver. Yeah, but
Denver's a deep team. When you look at length and size, when you look at matchups, now that you say that, Minnesota's probably the only team they probably can match up with them well, you know, from an athletic standpoint, you know.
Right. But you know, Reggie Jackson had went to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to Denver. But I don't think I would have let Reggie Jackson go.
I wouldn't let him walk. I get what you're saying. No, I wouldn't let him walk either. And see, this is why we have this show here, folks, with Monte Atkins right now, man, because, you know, sometimes you have the athletes, you have the coaches, but sometimes people have to hear the fans' perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Monte's been around, and he loves sports. You know, and this is the raw thoughts of the fan. But before we get into this other stuff, mm-hmm. we got Mr. Shout out to Church Street Tappan Deli, downtown Tarboro. Love local sports and never leave hungry. And trust me, the sandwiches, although I haven't ate meat in a year, the sandwiches, the fries, the all-day breakfast. Man, now they're upstairs in the Tarboro Coffee House where you can order. You don't have to go downstairs. And they have happy hour. So you go down there and check it out. Use the promo code RawMind. Use promo code RawMind. Let Anthony know that I sent you. And with that being said, a word from Anthony, the owner of Church Street Tappan Deli himself.
Church Street Tappan Deli right here shouting out my man, Prime Time with Raw Mind Sports. Always love local sports.
That's my main man, Anthony, right there, man.
Okay.
Great guy, man. Great guy. So, with that being said,
take some of that food out.
Yeah, you definitely need to. But we got a new thing here. We're going to the NFL now. The Chiefs open the NFL season against the Ravens. Chiefs, sadly for me, as a 49ers fan, they're opening up the season, which should be us. But that's another thing for another day. they're opening up the season as Super Bowl champs. But they're going against a different Ravens team with Derrick Henry in the backfield. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts thus far? And do you like this game as being the first opponent for the Chiefs?
I do. I like it. You get a preview of what possibly could be another AFC championship down the road. I think it's a sense of urgency now for the Ravens to try to get it done. And I like the acquisitions that they made, you know, in the offseason, especially with, you know, getting Derrick Henry. Me being a Cowboys fan, I'm like, oh, they crazy. We should have got Derrick Henry, but, hey, it is what it is. I like it. I respect it, man. And I think it's going to be a good game, entertaining. It's going to be tough. I like the acquisitions that the Chiefs have made, you know, with drafting Xavier Worthy, you know. I think that's a weapon. You know, young, fresh talent is a weapon. And so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because it's still some bad blood, the bad taste in the, you know, the Ravens' mouths because, man, they played so well all year long, man. And it was a foregone conclusion that they were the ones that won't win. And to kind of, like, stink it up in the AFC Championship last year, I think it's going to light a fire, and they're going to be out to prove.
So, I ain't gonna lie, man. Ravens gonna be tough. Ravens already were tough last year. With Lamar Jackson out there, you know, his ability to change games, like, he was a lot of teams in the AFC and probably the NFC was probably glad the Ravens was out of the playoffs. Or they didn't have to face the Ravens because it's a hard matchup. It's kind of like in local sports, talk about how run the ball. If they get up by two touchdowns, you ain't going to beat them. Now, if the Ravens get up by two touchdowns, that's going to be hard to beat them because you're now putting Lamar Jackson in a comfortable spot to just do what he do. Run, RPO, run, keep the chains moving, move the clock. He's not built. He's not put in a pressure situation to where he has to throw the ball a million times. But when they played against the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, this season, whether people agree or not, the Kansas City Chiefs probably had the best defense they ever had in their Super Bowl run under Andy Reid this season. Like, their defense was legit. Like, they were good. Most of the time, you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, you talk about Patrick Mahomes and his ability to do it. But their defense was very solid this year compared to all the other times they had in these championships. You know, they
It was a defense all the way. A lot of people probably didn't pay attention. The Chiefs only averaged about 20 points a game.
Right.
You know, which was down tremendously from the previous Super Bowl runs. So it was all defense. You know, this year really proved that defense, you know, won championships and wins championships. Because even in the Super Bowl, Mahomes he started off slow. And then he came out in the second half, he threw an interception. But it was that defense that stepped up and made critical plays at critical moments, you know, to be able to keep him and eventually allow him to make make certain plays to, you know, carry them to the finish line. But the Ravens, man, they're gonna have another great defense. They have a great offense. That running game, like you said, the pressure is gonna be off of Lamar Jackson because now he has a bona fide rusher, you know, that if he stays healthy, it's a 1,300 yard rusher.
No question. All right, so here's my the next one, man. I'm gonna go with your boys.
Oh Lord,
What are your thoughts on your boys this season and how you feel about the off season, all this stuff? You follow your Cowboys very hard, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's best for you to explain what you feel about your boys.
So how do I feel about them? You know, I do think we had a great draft, and I think we filled the positions that we needed to fill.
Because a lot of Cowboy fans act like y'all ain't done that, but apparently this is why we go to the fan, the expert himself. I want to call you the fan expert. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, see, the thing here, Jerry Jones, he's great at it. A lot of people don't know. He's great at drafting talent and developing talent. You know, Dak Prescott.
He's also great at paying the people that he drafts. He may not pay the outsiders a lot of money, but if he drafts you, he's willing to give you some big money. But go ahead.
But he kind of dragging his feet on Dak Prescott again. And I don't need him to do that. I need him to go ahead and pay Dak Prescott, you know, and secure that because at the end of the day, Dak Prescott, to be honest, since he's been in the league, has been a top five quarterback. And I don't know, you know, I think it's
just I guess when you say that, and I don't want to interrupt because I get it. Like, I had a conversation news station a while back when we were talking about Dak Prescott being and I want to intervene here for a quick second. Like, people always talk about, like, Dak Prescott ain't top five. When you talk about top five, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, so it comes off as, like, when you look at the numbers, his numbers prove he's top five. I think people get misconstrued with the fact that he is still a top five quarterback if you look at his numbers. Now, in situational football, in a crucial moment, if he make a mistake, that's just a mistake. But that doesn't not neglect that he's a top five quarterback because he makes a mistake. Tony Romo makes a mistake. Whoever the quarterback is on any team, they can be top five. But if they make a mistake in a crucial moment, people got to understand they have to separate the two. Because he make a mistake doesn't make him top five. Now, if you say, I don't trust Dak in situational football in crucial moments, then that's another story. So it's two different opinions when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. And people like to put the two together, and that's not how it goes. But go ahead. I had to throw that in
there. Right. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. And I tell people that. Like, it's a team sport. I tell people all the time, you say, okay, let's get rid of Dak Prescott, but you get to the playoffs because of Dak Prescott. You know
what you going to choose from? I mean – that's why, and another thing to me is like, I'm not even a Cowboys fan, but like, what you gonna choose from? Like, what you gonna go? You gonna just go in the draft and hope you get the right pick? You know, you gotta go with you can't, that's hope. You going off hope. Y'all getting Trey Lance, even though you got Trey Lance, you probably say that's still hope. do I trust Trey Lance? I ain't really seen enough footage on Trey Lance to put him out there.
Right, exactly. You had our rival give him up, pretty much lay him, drafted him to you. So that should tell you everything you need to know. So, you know, I don't know why Jerry won't pay him. You know, I don't know. You know, we do spend a lot of money though, and you know, it'd be a cap hit. And I guess he's trying to work some things out, but eventually, hopefully he'll pay him. But as far as addressing the problems that we need to address, I think it was good that we bought Ezekiel Elliott back. We should have never let him go in the first place. And you know, I was in a group chat with a couple of my friends, and some of them, they Cowboys fans. And when they let Ezekiel Elliott go, they were like, good, because he was a shell of himself. He wasn't the same person. But I told him, I said, we're going to miss that red zone presence. We're going to miss that those red zone touchdowns and those yards, because even though he wasn't a 1,000-yard rusher the last year he was with Dallas, he still had 14 rushing touchdowns, which is one of the most rushing touchdowns in the league among running backs. He completed like so many red zone conversions, you know, first downs and stuff. So he was getting you all the tough yards that you needed, but because he wasn't as flashy or wasn't getting 1,000 yards anymore, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's not the same. But I tell people too, not only that, they dropped his carries. Whenever you split a quarterback, I mean, not a quarterback, but a running back's carries with somebody else, you can't expect them to get the same amount, you know, yards that they were getting. But he still averaging 4 yards per carry. If you look at his last season at Dallas, he was averaging 4 yards per carry, which is still good for a running back, you know?
And no question. I said that, like, we're living in a passing NFL league right now. And passing NFL league, they're looking for versatility, quick. It's not even about the bruising backs no more. You know, it's all about a guy who can catch the ball, who can be explosive in the passing game as well as the running game. For me personally, I didn't think y'all should never got rid of him because him and Pollard paired together. But now my next question to you is, like, now you bring back Zeke. Who you going to next? You think Turbin is next up? You think Turbin?
No. We got Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle was actually a good complimentary piece to Pollard last year. A little bit bigger. He was just short yard. He was just short yardage back last year. Rico Dowdle.
And that's the beauty of bringing on the fan of the Cowboys, because I don't know half the roster, but he ended up breaking that down for me.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I think. We're gonna be all right. I think we'll be pretty good. A lot of people they looking at, oh, we didn't go and jump in and do any big free agent signings. So they took that as a sign as we didn't do anything. I mean, did I feel like we could have done more? I would have liked for us to have gotten Henry. I would have loved that, but
He probably came at a cost though too. At the same time, now you think about it, you know, when the Cowboys willing to pay him, and like you said, they haven't paid Dak. So now it comes between the tell of the two. Do we pay the running back the big money or do we pay Dak, the leader? You know, so go ahead and finish up this topic real quick before I go to
the
next
thinking about, and I'm thinking that Jerry probably had been torn for letting Ezekiel Elliott go too. That probably was bothering him, and it's probably he's getting older. He's facing mortality. He probably was like, look, I need to rectify some things. I need to bring this guy back because he was an asset to the team. And we saw last year, we could have easily been a number one seed because a field had we made a couple of first downs or scored in the red zone a few times. That game we lost to the Dolphins, we had no business losing that game. But Tony Pollard gets down there and fumbles the ball right at the end zone.
It's a... That running back thing, man, is a different beast, man. Because, like, I think with GMs and this is Raw Thoughts 101. What I say is not stats and statistical stuff. It's more like me giving my Raw Thoughts opinion.
Right.
Looking at things from the eye test, it seems like teams feel like the running backs can get wore down in their rookie contract. Not set up to where they don't get big money. They have to wait till after their rookie contract to get big money or, like, the fourth year and maybe a fifth-year extension, whatever it is. But – mm-hmm. It sounds like to me it comes off as like we're gonna get a dime of you guys out of college and can do the same thing and save us money. So that I don't think a lot of teams are big on you know, getting the a lot of teams are not big on paying running backs big money. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna say, well, we had our fun time with you. You take this. If you don't, I'm just going to draft and draft somebody who's just as good as you and pay them less money. Quarterbacks are a special piece to a game because every quarterback in college just ain't good. Every quarterback just ain't got it. And sometimes you get that magical piece, you know, you just have to pay that piece. But running backs, you'd be like, forget it. 49ers got lucky with Purdy. But also, I would say it's a reverse thing because Purdy has so many weapons around him. So, well, all he got to do is give it all. Now, I will say this. A lot of people don't want to give him credit. I think he's a better vision QB than Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, I think he was way better than Jimmy Garoppolo seeing people down the field. He has a great vision that. And when you put pieces like that around him, he understands who's open, who's not. Jimmy Garoppolo's not good there. I'm going to just say that.
I didn't like how they tried to discount him a lot of times because, yeah, he does have all those pieces around him, but at the end of the day, he still got to execute.
Correct.
He still had to hit him.
And I seen them pieces always open for years with Jimmy Garoppolo never hit. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't hit that, you still have to hit that. This kid is just, they got lucky. I'm just saying the 49ers got lucky with him.
Yeah, they did.
He's short.
But the thing is, it's similar to, you know, my Cowboys. We got lucky with Dak Prescott. And I try, that's another thing I try to tell a lot of people because they say, oh, well, Dak ain't got it. And I tell people all the time, actually, he's overachieving because he's a fourth round pick.
If Dak Prescott goes on the free agent market, watch how fast he be off the market. He ain't going to be one of the ones going to sit there. Somebody going to pay him what he want. And it ain't going to be a question.
And rightfully so. But he was a fourth round pick. Like, I tell people, what you expect? Like, he a fourth round. He's overachieved, to be honest with you. Now, yeah, does he need to be better in the playoffs? But our defense need to be better in the playoffs too. But I just think people looking at the games, they don't really, you know, they don't take into account everything, you know, that goes into it or whatever, you know. I want him to play better. I want to do better. I want us to get a ring this year. But, you know, it's not the end all be all, you know, if we don't. We don't win. I tell people all the time, I've seen my boys win championships. I like to see other stories of other teams that haven't been there. Man, I want the Lions to – believe it or not, I want the Lions.
I get it. I mean, I ain't going to front. I get it. Like, the Lions story, and I got two guys. Shout out to my guy Ray Lynn and to my guy Mikael Bird, my guy Elo. You know, he diehard – they are true diehard Lions fans. And when you're a true diehard Lions fan that moment, you got to respect it. So I get it. So it's like, no, I get it, man. You know, now everybody gonna win, lose, whatever. That's how the game goes. But I got a few more topics so we can get off, so we get out of the way. All right, so. Okay. Will Duke men's basketball cut down the nets this year? This was a random off topic, but I just wanted to know in college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Men's basketball team cut down. They have a lot of sasses. They made some big moves. They got a transfer that came in. And do you think Shire is the correct coach for Duke?
Yeah, most definitely. I think I like that. You needed somebody like Shire. You know, you needed to bring a guy that, you know, had been on a coaching staff with Mike Krzyzewski, but has, like, the knowledge, the swag, the charisma, because it's marketing. Everything is marketing. You know, John Shire is marketable. He cool, you know. He's somebody that's young. These young guys, they look at, they can relate to or whatever. You think about it. When Mike Krzyzewski came in the game or whatever, young, cool, well-dressed, clean-cut guy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And when you watch them old clips when he was winning, you know, he was relatable. Like, he was relatable to those young guys. And that's what you needed, somebody like John Shire. I thought it was going to be somebody else. I thought it possibly could have been a Nolan Smith or somebody like that. But I'm glad. I like the, you know, what Shire has done, and most definitely, I think we cutting down the nets. I think we have some for UConn next year.
And I'm gonna tell you this now. A lot of people talk about Cooper Flagg, all the guys. I'm gonna tell you this guy. I covered him myself at News Station WRL and also for all my sports during basketball season. Isaiah Evans is different. He has that KD cold-blooded assassin type of killer. When I seen this kid go into Myers Park and beat Myers Park at Myers Park and put up 48, and Myers Park was ranked number 19th or 20th in the ESPN, high school mm-hmm. pole, and he went in there like it was nothing. Man, he single-handedly took over that game. A lot of people ain't talking about him. A lot of people think he ain't gonna play, but I'm telling you, this kid gonna be like that, as those kids say in this day and time. He's a different dude, man. I'm just telling you, I have covered him myself, and I'm gonna make sure I have this on record so people can see when I say this next year how good Isaiah Evans is. We're gonna be able to see it because Isaiah Evans is just that good. Yeah, Slim Reed was slim, whatever. I mean, it's a lot of guys who are small. This area here, you know, in the NBA and in college basketball, it ain't built on physicality because it's a lot of calling, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, I just think, like, although I know Cooper Flagg gonna be one and done, I know all the other guys, the kids that go have one and done, they got a few transfers. I get all that. But I just think this guy gonna show somebody
this is Duke. And right. This is the 2000. This is gonna be like another 2015 Duke national, you know, basketball team. Like with freshmen.
2015, like, Taj Young, Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow.
Yes.
Quinn Cook was the leader at the time on that team. I get it.
But they had freshmen. Then you had Grayson Allen, who came off the bench as a freshman and was killing. Like, man, people don't understand. Michigan State. Like, that game, he had his coming out party against Michigan State in the Final Four that year. Like,
and now he's in the NBA still being successful.
Yep. So I think it's, I look forward to the Duke Blue Devils. I look forward to
You got the Bulls on your mind. Jordan must be on
I don't mind. Know, man. Yeah, I must do, man. But I look forward to Duke, man. Cutting down nets. I think they're the perfect rival to UConn.
And I can't wait to see it, especially with a Hurley at UConn. With a Hurley they played at Duke. All right, so
Dan Hurley didn't play at Duke.
What I'm saying is Dan Hurley is the brother of Bobby Hurley. Uh-huh. And you know that dad used to coach in New Jersey, so it would be cool to see a Hurley at Connecticut, but the brother actually played at Duke. So this would be interesting. This is what I call right now as a fan for Monte Atkins. And by the way, we're gonna have him up here a lot. Like Atkins, man, is like deep in all sports and stuff. We'll probably talk baseball next time. And
as Formula One, I love Formula One. You watch Formula One?
I haven't. Well, go ahead. Tell me about it.
You gotta watch it, man. You gotta watch it. Next year, I plan on going to the Miami Grand Prix, but anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh boy, here we go. So with that being said, this is what I call, he doesn't even know about this. And ladies and gentlemen, he really doesn't, because I haven't told him about this. And that's what makes this topic so good, because I don't tell people, I just bring it up. This is what I call the raw thought sports minute, meaning that you can talk about any sport, anything you want to talk about in sports, whatever's on your mind, your raw thoughts mind that you want to get off right now. No matter if it's, although it's a minute, sometimes it goes over a minute, but the floor is yours to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
So
sports wise, the reason why I said it, because I had a guy come here talking about some random girl and he got caught by the daddy type, but that's another story.
No. We're gonna keep it at the sports, strictly sports. I do want to address the, you know, I guess the beef going back and forth between some of the guys, the NFL guys, you know, criticizing and maligning Austin Rivers about, you know, him saying that it could take 30 NBA guys and put in the NFL and stuff. And, you know, some of the NFL guys saying, oh, well, that's not true. They can't. I feel like this. A lot of those guys, Austin Rivers might have had a point. A lot of them guys played football,
right?
You know, in high school or whatever. Some of them played it in college as well. They athletes at the end of the day. They still strong. They big. But at the end of the day, they probably could have been looking at the money. You know, hey, NFL ain't guaranteed. I'm out here getting hit. I can end up getting CTE and stuff like that, be messed up the rest of my life or whatever. But I can go run up and down this basketball court, and my body ain't got to take all this punishment.
Right.
And I get, you know, paid fully guaranteed money, you know. I wanted to address that, because a lot of people have been coming down on Austin Rivers, saying that he was pretty much bugging because he didn't, you know, because he felt like 30 guys can leave from the NBA and go to the NFL, and it's possibly true, you know. It's just some guys took a different route because, you know, everybody ain't trying to get banged up. The risk is not worth the reward to some of them.
I agree.
You know, LeBron, look at LeBron. LeBron probably would have been an exceptional tight end, you know, or wide receiver. But his body getting hit, you know, look, he probably would have lasted maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the league. He going into his 22nd year. He take care of his body. You know, he's still averaging 25 points a game.
So, and I agree. Now, you ready for my raw thoughts minute?
Yeah, of course. You know, I
want to
hear.
My raw thoughts minute is this is something that's in the football, but it was been something that's been on my mind, and it is insane because after I sat back and dived into it and wanted to listen to it and like hear people's thoughts, it does make sense. Kirk Cousins' contract, ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Cousins got a big payday and he was hurt, and Lamar Jackson was sitting there. They just about gave him a similar contract. And although I got nothing against Atlanta, but Arthur Blank and them, you dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. I understand Kirk Cousins. I have nothing against Kirk Cousins. I think he's all right quarterback. But you could have gave that money, could have put that city alive in Atlanta by giving Lamar Jackson that money. Lamar Jackson doesn't even require – well, let me take it back. He wants more weapons, but you could have had drafted like rookies and wide receivers compared to Kirk Cousins. The team you got, like Lamar Jackson, should have been your first choice. You gave him just about the same type of contract, and I understand his stats. I understand Kirk Cousins' stats, but let's be real: Kirk Cousins' stats were easy. He was throwing screen passes and five and outs and ten and outs to playmakers. Same thing with Lamar, but you get an explosive, elusive ticket seller. If it's Kirk Cousins on the field versus Lamar Jackson, we know Lamar Jackson is going to sell that place out in Atlanta. Yeah. And I mean, Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be, and I've been to that stadium because I did an ESPN symposium and got invited by ESPN. So I know that stadium will be rocking. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, like, you had no business getting away from Lamar Jackson, but to go get Kirk Cousins coming off an injury and giving him just about the same contract was insane to me. That's my raw thoughts. And, you're not going to do much with him in Atlanta. And regardless of what people call him, first cousins, whatever cousins, it's cool. But Kirk Cousins has never been proven to be in a situation where he can win the game as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He hasn't been in that position. Although Kyle Shanahan loves him because he drafted him. Mm-hmm. He ain't, and apparently Kyle Shanahan is kind of content and cool on Brock Purdy. But my point is, like, Lamar Jackson in Atlanta – Baltimore definitely fits Lamar Jackson, but Black Hollywood, wrong thoughts, is perfect for a guy like Lamar Jackson to thrive that city back to where they're supposed to be.
Michael Vick 2.0.
Correct.
It would have been Michael Vick 2.0, man. God,
and Bijan Robinson, the offense they could have ran. My God.
Yeah.
It would have been hard to defend them.
That's the thing, man. They you know, Kirk Cousins, they get them guys contracts, but Kirk Cousins got one playoff win.
And I'm gonna shout out this too. I mean, ain't many wrong.
Go ahead.
Shout out to the Kirk Cousins agent, because apparently Kirk Cousins agent got him feeling like he's God in those rooms. He done got so many guaranteed contracts for the Washington Commanders at the time, it was the Redskins, but not Commanders, to Minnesota giving him more and more money at the time. So now you got Atlanta Falcons. Like, I'm trying to figure out what is. I know, no, don't get it twisted. He's a safe pick for money because Kirk Cousins don't do nothing. He don't get out here, do stuff. He's a perfect guy when it comes to stewardship and like not getting in trouble. He don't go nowhere. But we talking about on the field,
right?
I don't know what his agent saying, you know, to say, hey, Kirk Cousins is just the perfect guy to be your leader. Okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. But one playoff win. But go ahead.
That's one playoff win, exactly. So that's the thing. He has one playoff win, and he can continuously get paid. There's never an issue with his contract negotiations pretty much or whatever. But in the latter years anyway, there's never an issue with his, you know, with his contract. Dak Prescott, two playoff wins. He got to see him play out to his final year and all this stuff or whatever, you know. And it's, you know, it's, like you said, what they did to Lamar Jackson, one playoff win. He hadn't been in the league as long, and they didn't want to offer him any money. Atlanta wasn't even interested in him.
And of all people, I don't know if that. And then I'm also saying to myself on the rebuttal, they think next on Michael Vick. Man, Lamar Jackson ain't dealing with dogs and stuff. I don't know.
I want to know why he don't have no signature shoe.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
Why he don't have no signature shoe, Lamar Jackson?
He should have something. He ain't been in no trouble. Maybe the appearance he dresses like probably gets him, but at the same time, he ain't done nothing. He ain't done that to make people think that he's nothing. Like, Miami probably gave him the money, but I don't think Miami had the money at the time because Miami had other players to bring in. So I understand that situation. The Atlanta Falcons had nothing to say but to sign him. If you sign Kirk Cousins to this, coming off of, what is it? I don't know if it's Achilles or torn Achilles. You got to be kidding me.
Right,
you know, and Kirk Cousins been known to get hurt a few times. So I mean, he's been around. He's simple, but you know, a lot of people, you know, everybody likes what they like. But for Atlanta, marketing, ticket sales, win or lose, get to Super Bowl or not, Atlanta is the perfect spot because he's going to get people in those seats. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is a good guy overall. I ain't questioning Kirk Cousins,
but he ain't never had it.
Like, Mister, you like that? I don't know what type of picture they're trying to paint from a marketing perspective, but a marketing perspective. But, you know, I just felt like if you did that, you might as well gave that money to Lamar Jackson and be done with it. Lamar Jackson's going to be good. He's going to be in a good situation now, of course. I know Baltimore loves him, so they had to keep him, but it just wasn't the contract he probably should have got. You know, he probably got more. Who knows? But we'll see, man. But that's all I got for all my sports, man. You go ahead and say everything you got to say before we get off.
Oh, man, just thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's always love, man. It's always, you know, it's always a time when we talking about sports, man. Like you said, we had that real barbershop talk, man. It get heated in that barbershop.
You got that right. It gets heated in our barbershop and natural moves, man. We always there, man. We get to talk about real sports. Sometimes we forget our next assignment on our agenda because we get in there and start talking.
Exactly, you know, tired of this goat talk and everything. I'm tired of this goat talk. Kobe is the greatest. No, I'm just joking.
But man, we got plenty more with you, man.
I miss him, huh?
We got plenty more with you. I'm sorry. We'll go ahead.
Yeah, Kobe, my man. I miss him, but yeah, man. Look forward to many more shows with you, man, and talking sports, man. I love some sports, man. I love it.
No doubt. And by the way, he's the fan. Like, he's not a guy who's in the industry. He's just a guy. I felt like Raw Mod Sports needs people up here like him to discuss their fandom, man, and what they feel about sports from the outside, from a different lens. Not a person who's coaching, not a person who's playing. But sometimes you got to let them, you know, give their thoughts. And I'm all about serving all the people, fans and all. With that being said, Monte going to be here for more. We probably going to come up with some more topics.
Oh, yeah.
When we get in the barbershop this week. But we'll be right back like we never left.
Right. Exactly. All right, brother.
With that being said, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.
All right, brother.